That's used quite frequently, right? Smart.
Could you give me some examples?
It generally means quantity. You'd say, how many strawberries did you raise? You say, well, I raised a right smart of them. Mm-hmm. It generally refers to quantity. Mm-hmm. A right smart, a right... It means quantity, see, like you raise a right, I got a right smart number of eggs today, raise a right smart crop of potatoes or strawberries or whatnot. It's used in that sense of quantity.
Does this sound right to you? Over in the Delta, an old man said that his daddy had a right smart of Indian in him.
Yeah, quantity. That's perfectly all right, yeah. Uh-huh. Right smart of Indian blood, you'd say. Mm-hmm. Right smart of white blood, or right smart of, uh-huh. Yeah, that's all right.
And how about that somebody, you say, if nobody else will look after him, they're going to have to look after, how would that be said? Nobody's going to look after them. They're going to have to look after them.
They have to look out for themselves, or shift for themselves. Yeah, look out for themselves.
And if he wants it done right, he better do it. If he wants it done right, he better do it himself, hisself.
Yep, that's right.
How does that come out?
If you want it done right, you better do it yourself. Something like that.
And how about his or him, hisself?
Hisself is used quite often to himself. They know better, but they'll say it.
Well, actually, I don't think in conversation there are right forms. It's just a matter of what people actually say. You know, it's in any region.
Well, as I say, the speech of the educated people here has been so diluted with the Negro idiom that it's pretty sad. I know every time I go to all these conventions and trips all over the country. I've been all over the United States. My wife will always warn me now, remember where you are. You forget this stuff you use at home. As you remember, they won't know what you... She always warns me. Remember, now don't say so-and-so, and don't say this, that, and the other.
But you know, actually, in communities, say in New England, where there aren't any blacks at all, never have been, there's some fascinating expressions which may actually have their roots way back in England
a couple
centuries ago. And they're just carried over.
Well, you take this word "ain't," because everybody knows that's not correct. I told you about the paper yesterday, appropriated several, give me $1,000 to inquire into the word "ain't." But, of course, you know it's not correct, but they just get into the vernacular and use it, knowing it's wrong. But
by the way, was that in the commercial appeal?
Yeah.
I looked for it.
And it was in there. It was in, sure it was a commercial. It's a list of the fool appropriations they had made to delve into subjects that are absolutely senseless.
Well, there was at least in my edition.
It was either yesterday or the day before, because I just read it. Mm-hmm. $23,000 to
investigate
as to why children fall off of tricycles. and they came up with the fact that either the tricycle turned over, they ran into some inanimate object. Not that any mother could have told them that.
Saying things during a certain time, say bats don't fly in the sun, they fly only...
They don't fly during the daytime, they fly at night.
During the day. And you can find, if you look around for something, and you say, well, I just can't find that any place. And you say, well, you can find something like that anywhere.